Bibles to Revelation 19, just for a small Bible study tonight. You know, last week we got into Ezekiel chapter 38. I was showing you how Gog and Magog, and I was showing you stuff about how Russia's going to come down on Israel. Don't be surprised during the, of course, we'll be in heaven then. That's going to be during tribulation. But don't be surprised. We're going up in the rapture. And but don't be surprised when you see Russia has hatred for Israel because they're going to come down on them. But praise God, Ezekiel 38 said God's going to put hooks in their jaws, those people from the north, and he's going to rip their face right off. And so we're thankful for that. And well, when you hook somebody's jaw, you're ripping their face, buddy. I'll tell you, I like it. I like it. And so my kind of God, amen. I don't know where I'm going tonight. This, I'm kind of like Lester Roloff. This is where I was, Ronnie, and it felt pretty good to me. And so turn your Bibles to Revelation 19. We're gonna just talk about the marriage supper of the Lamb, and then I'm gonna try to get you into the millennium, and we'll see. We'll see how far we get, Eddie. Okay. I don't want to be too late. But our teachers have to go home and get ready for the trip tomorrow. So I want to get you out by around 8 o'clock tonight because they really do need to get prepared for, pray for our kids as they go. Amen? And so, look at Revelation 19, verse 1. Now, the rapture's already, at this time, the rapture's already taken place. We're up in heaven. And the tribulation's going on, Lizzie. And matter of fact, at this time, when you get to Revelation 19, Billy, I think the tribulation is nearing an end. You're getting, the tribulations last 7 years. And we're going to be up in heaven. God's going to give us new bodies. And boy, that's going to be exciting. And we'll be at the judgment seat of Christ, not the white throne judgment. The white throne's for the lost. The judgment seat of Christ is when we stand, give account for our stewardship for God. The crowns God's going to give out. Amen? 5 crowns. Okay. Well, let's get on 19 because that's where I was today. And Brother Mike, I missed you Sunday. I'm glad you're here. And thank you for being an encouragement to your preacher last week. That lifted my heart when you came and spent that hour with me, Mike. God bless you. Notice what it says there. In how many got Revelation 19:1? And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in where? Heaven, man. Hallelujah. And they were in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation, glory, and honor. Hey, what's wrong with shouting now? People say, what's wrong with that guy? Why is he amen so much? I'm just getting ready to go to heaven. I'm just, Brother Rod, I'm just getting practiced up. All those people, they're just too much amening down there. They're just too much praising God. Boy, I hope if you're saved, I don't know what you're going to do when you get to heaven because there's going to be a whole lot of praising going on there. It's going to drive you nuts if you can't stand it now. If you don't like praising God, don't go to heaven because there's going to be a lot of praising God. I'm telling you, don't go. They're going to be because they're going to be praising God. Amen. I'm in a good mood today. I really am. Notice, and honor and power. Notice they're saying glory, honor, and power unto the Lord our God. I think that's a good thing to do, amen? That'd be a good way to start your day out and a good way to end your day saying, God, I love you and want to give glory to you, amen? For true and righteous are his judgments. God never makes a mistake. For he that judges the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God. Not a bad place to be. And that sat on the throne saying, amen! Hallelujah! I was at a church one time in a revival, and I was amening. I was the only guy in the church amening. And every time I did, people looked back at me, what's wrong with you? And I was looking at them, What's wrong with you? Amen. Hallelujah. And the voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God. Boy, the Bible's telling us to praise him. All, and by the way, it tells you, look who it says is supposed to be praising him. All ye his servants. So if you're a child of God, God says, y'all, you better be praising him. Amen. And ye that fear him, both small and great, no one's excluded. And I heard, as it were, the voice of the great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, hallelujah, boy, Billy, they're having a shouting time. Billy, they are having a hootenanny up there. Boy, Bill, Eddie, if the people don't like amen and God now, boy, they're going to be pulling their hair out there. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Now look at verse 7. Let us what? Be glad. Too many Christians are sad. We need some happy Christians. We need to be happy. Listen, look up here. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm telling you, we're on the winning side. This life is but a vapor. And what we're just, listen, all we are is pilgrims. We're just passing through. This isn't our home. Man, this is talking about where we're going. Eternity. Amen? And so let us be glad. And by the way, if we're going to be glad then, why don't we be glad now? And look, it says, let us be glad and rejoice. If we're going to do that then, why don't we get a head start and start doing it now? Amen? There's nothing wrong with being happy. Amen? And giving honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. The only time I get sad around here is when I see Obama on TV. That's about the only time. But other than that, I feel pretty good. But I'm in good mood. Oh, that. But then when I think about it, I'm leaving him too, so it's going to be, get happy. And let us, him and the Muslims are going to be left behind. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him for the marriage of the, how many see that? The marriage, how many see that? The marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. We are the bride of Christ. This is talking about us. Right there by, I'll tell you what. No, hold your hand there. I didn't have this plan, but I'm going to show. Look at Romans 7:4, I think. It says we're married to another, even to him that raised from the dead. Hold your hand there because I'm coming right back to Revelation. But look at Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Wherefore, I'm in Romans 7:4. Don't lose Revelation. Wherefore, my Romans 7:4. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another. How many see that? Even to him, it tells you who you're married to. Even to him that's raised from the dead. That's Christ. That we should bring forth fruit. Fruit unto God. Man. Quit your pouting. Get excited. Start going picking some fruit for God. See, last night at that jail ministry, that was fruit. Brother Wade, when you did that super church Sunday, that was fruit. The biker thing coming up, there's going to be fruit from that. See, when you win people to Christ, that's fruit. We need to get fruity for God. Boy, that's a good thought for a message. There you go, evangelist. Get fruity for God. Old tootie, old fruity. Bop, 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 bop. And then you could tell I'm from the 50s, can't you? Fruity for God. Because fruit is what God wants us to bring. And fruit is souls. I had a great apple today. I'm really watching what I eat all the way into my mouth. And no, I really am. You can ask Rosie. I'm no longer eating bread. I'm eating Ezekiel bread, which is real good. You can tell. You're gonna see a transfer because I'm starting to eat right. And so I can preach right, amen, and be here to preach. And so that's got a great incentive. And so, See there, Romans 7:4, we're married to him. The moment you trusted Christ as your Savior, you became his bride. We're the bride of Christ. Amen? And so, all righty. Now, go back to Revelation. And notice, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him for the marriage of the Lamb. And we know who that Lamb was. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." Jesus was that Lamb. And the Bible says in Peter, he was a lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. 1 Peter 1:20. And he's come, and his wife has made herself ready. Hallelujah, man. This is exciting. And to her, well, look at this, Eddie. We're going to be there. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in what? Fine linen. Clean. And white. How many see that? You know what that teaches you? Purity. All your sins are gone. What can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so, look at it. Clean and white for the fine linen. Look at this. Is the righteousness of the saints. Stay there in Revelation. Let me just quote a scripture to you. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he had made him to be sin for us. God made Christ to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And so, Billy, the moment you trusted Christ as your Savior, that very moment you, Wes, the moment you trusted Christ, when you said, "Jesus, save my soul," that very moment when you opened up your heart to Christ, God gave to you, he imputed to you, his righteousness. Oh, it's tremendous, Mike. See, that's why I know I can't lose my salvation. Because it's not what I done, it's what he did. I'm not working to get to heaven. The work has been done at Calvary. And the moment I trusted Christ my Savior, he imputed his righteousness to me. And the Bible says in Ephesians that we're sealed. Ephesians 4:30. We're sealed until the day of redemption. What's the day of redemption, Eddie? It's the rapture. Okay, if I'm sealed then, Evangelist Black, till then, and when and the rapture happens and I'm with Jesus, I think I'm all right. Hello? Carl will be in heaven too. So, made it. Not by me, but by him. See, the Holy Spirit. I shared this in the Romans class years ago. I'm in a good mood today. I really am. You're lucky we're going to run out. Because this is a day that I'm in so good a mood, Rod. I could teach for 2 or 3 hours. I know I could. That's how good I feel. I'm kidding you. You're lucky they got that trip tomorrow. You'd be doing a long one here tonight. But let me think here. What did I stop? Let me thought now. Get my thought here. What did I just say before that? I was on a thought. Righteousness. When I got carried away. Fine linen, yeah, righteousness of Christ. And we'll be up there with Christ. And we're saved until the day of redemption. We're sealed until the day of redemption, Ephesians 4:30. And so I'm excited about that. Amen? And so the Lord's not going to let me chase a rabbit because he took it on my mind. So, all righty. But, I get excited about that. Oh, it's not by works. I was probably trying to teach you about. You're not saved by works. The work was on cross. That's why Jesus said it in John 19:30, "It is finished." Salvation was paid for. He said, "It's finished." You know why? Because he's the one who paid for it. The price. Now I remember. Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's a down payment. It's kind of like you girls. You see them. Nowadays, it's pretty much over with. But in the old days, the girls would see a dress at the store and say, "Oh, I just got to have that." And if you're good friends with you, she'd always say, "You got to have that. It makes you look so beautiful. Your husband would be loved. He'd want you to get it. Get it." And so you pull out your wallet, and the dress is 20, well, back then it was, the dress is $75 today, probably, $100. But you pull out $10, and you say, or you pull out 20, say, now I don't have all this, the $75, but I got this, I'm going to put a down payment, and I'll pick it up Friday. You're doing this on Monday, and my husband gets paid on Friday. The eagle flies on Friday. How many know that? And so I'm gonna put this down payment, and I'll be back Friday to get it. I'm going to put this down payment or this earnest. I'm going to give you this earnest money to let you know I'm sincere. And see, that's what the Holy Spirit is by God. He's as earnest. That's God's down payment for you and I until he calls us up. Amen? He says, oh, I'm coming back. I'll be back to get you. And I'll just deposit my Holy Spirit in you right now. And that'll hold you till I get back. Can anyone say amen? And no, you can't have the $20. Rosie's already got it from me. How many are glad we're sealed until the day of redemption? It's as earnest, the Bible teaches us. Let's get to that next verse, Jack. This was just supposed to be an introduction. I was going to go to the millennium, but I don't know if we're going to make it tonight. I feel good, though, whatever I do in here. Let's see, verse 9, right, Jack? And he said unto me, who's he talking to? Yeah, right. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Yeah, I'm glad there's a calling. I'm glad his church is going to be there. I'm glad we're going to be there, church. See, this is for God's church here. How many are with me? And the marriage, and he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. These ain't Pastor Skyver's saying. Man, these are true sayings of God. Man, you could take this to the bank. This is the old King James Bible putting it on the line. Amen? And then in verse 10, and I fell at his feet and worshiped to worship. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. Yeah, we're not supposed to worship angels. We're just supposed to worship the Lord. I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren that have testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Amen? And then, so that's the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to have a great feast, a great time. And then right after that's open, the rapture. See the revelation. Look at verse 11. I'm not going to get to the millennium. Doggone it. Well, we'll do the preview today. Next Wednesday, I'll do the millennium, okay? I didn't get to it, Rod. I thought I could just read through it. Look at verse 11, and I'll just get this and we'll close. I'll do a couple verses. So look up here. You're in heaven, and only those that are saved are in heaven. We're at the marriage supper. I have a picture. It might be in my office. Or I might have it in my home. Years ago, Steve Dill, I think it was, got me a picture of the married. It was a real long table of candles all the way, I mean, it goes on for miles, okay? How many of you have ever seen that picture? Yeah. And we're all going to be at that marriage table. We're going to be celebrating the victory. Boy, I love, how many like victory parties? Man, we're overcomers through him. And then I believe Jesus is going to stand up from the table and say something like this. Okay, gang. Let's go back. Let's get ready to mount up. Are you with me? And so we're at that table at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then watch this, Coolidge. Look at verse 11. This is the revelation of Christ. Wait, we go up in the rapture. Are you with me? The Bible 7 years. You have the marriage supper of the Lamb. Marriage supper. And then, after that marriage supper is over, at the end of that 7 years, watch. We start coming down. Look at Revelation 19:11. It's right after the marriage supper of the Lamb. I truly believe this is at the end of that 7 years. Are you with me? It's at the end of the trib. Now, we're not in the trib. We're up in heaven. How many understand that? Revelation 3:10 says, I'll keep you from that hour. I'm not one of these mid-tribbers. I'm not going through the tribulation. I'm going up. Because just like Christ kept Noah and his sons and wives from the flood inside the ark, that ark was a type of Christ. I'm going up in the ark of Christ itself. I'm going up in the rapture. Amen? I'm up there 7 years, but now, Mel, we're coming back down. We've been up there for 7 years. We have the big, big celebration, Brother Mike. Boy, I don't know what he's going to have at those tables, but I'll tell you one thing. It's going to good. And after we get down, he's going to say, okay, boys, mount up. Because there's going to be all kinds of havoc down here. The world's facing the worst time it's ever saw. And boy, they're closing in on Israel. And all of a sudden, just like when we used to watch when we were little kids, the old guys with silver hair know what I'm talking about. The good guys, they'd be surrounded, and the bad guys, and boy, just when you thought there was no hope, then, here comes Rin-Tin-Tin. Then, he went and got help. Then, come on. And help came. And they most time the guy that was leading with a white horse. Now, did you ever see on your TV these white horses with the big wings? What do they call them? Pecus? Is that what they call them? Those big. I believe that's what we're riding. That's what we're going to be riding back on. I'm going up in the rapture instantaneously. But when we come back, we're mounting up. Now, what? You got to get this. I ain't got time to show it to you. But I'm having a blast tonight. 82 on my sugar, man. That is so great. I can't believe it. Rosie, goodness, she let me look at that. There it is. When we come, we're going up in an instant. You gotta get this. Now hold on to your hat. We're not coming back in an instant. Now it's gonna be fast. We're coming back on horses, and people are gonna see you coming down. I didn't have this plan. Revelation, is it one? I didn't even have this plan because, actually, I'm supposed to be teaching you. We're supposed to be in Revelation 20, Eddie, because that was the plan today. But you got me going into some. Let's see here, Eddie. What is it? That's the one I want. Look at Revelation. Hold your hand there in the back part, but look at 1:7. Behold. How many see 1:7 of Revelation? He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. They don't see him in the rapture. The rapture's moment of a twinkling eye. We're snatched out. Nobody sees him. It's a mystery. That's why it says, behold, I show you a mystery. Look at verse, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. They also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall well be because of him. Even so, amen. Boy, I love this guy who wrote this Bible. Had to be a Baptist. Amen. Now watch. Go back to, what am I, 19? Revelation 19? Watch this. Look at 1911. This is good stuff. Next Wednesday, we'll do the millennium, okay? And I saw heaven open. It opened when you went up in the rapture, too. Let me show you one more scripture, and we'll go back to this. Revelation 4:1, I think it is. 4:1. After this, and I beheld a door was opened in heaven. How many see that? And the voice, was a trumpet talking with me, said, "Come up hither." That's the rapture. That's the rapture, Lizzie. The church is being, by the way, look up here. You got to get this. And then it's the first three chapters talk about the local church. And then now the church is taken up. Hello? How many are still with me? What church is it? I think it's a Baptist church. don't get excited. Okay. No, it is. Okay. why? You don't think? What church does stand on the truth? Amen. They said, "What would you be, preacher, if you weren't a Baptist?" I'd be ashamed. You know what? Now I'm going to say this because I'm going to go on. I don't want you to think I'm high-minded, because I'm just so thankful that the mate that God gave me, her mom and dad were in a fundamental church, and I was fortunate, Rod. I never was in church, and Rosie took me to church, and I was fortunate from the start to be in a fundamental Baptist church with sound men. Look at a lot of people that have never been fortunate for that. So don't get too high-minded. I'm just thankful that I was blessed by God, that right from the start I got into a, God brought me from off the streets of being an alcoholic, Mike, from the streets of Galena, to a fundamental Baptist right from the start. With the King James Bible, never was an issue with the churches I was in. They always said this, "Thus saith the word of God." Oh, and I look back on my life, how God has blessed me. He's let me go first class all the way. Not everybody's blessed like that. Don't take it for granted, and don't get high-minded. With anything, we ought to be saying, "Oh, God, thank you for being good to me." Amen. Back to Revelation 19. Look at verse 11. I saw heaven open. How many are with me in Revelation 19, 11? We're definitely not doing the millennium until next Wednesday. Boy, you'll see how time flies. And I saw heaven open, and it did at the rapture, 4:1. And then it opens again. Look up here. It opens for us to go up in Revelation 4:1. And it opens again in Revelation 19:11 for us to go down. Up, down. That's why they got the saying, "Everything goes up must come down." It's all from the scripture. Are you still with me? And look, behold, a white horse. Hallelujah. And he that sat upon it was called Faithful. This is our Savior. How many are excited about this? He's true in righteousness, and doth judge and make war. Here he comes, buddy. Armageddon, here we come. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Are you with me in Revelation 19:13? He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! That don't get you excited. And look at verse 14, I'll close. And the armies, who are these? Keep reading, it tells you. Which were in heaven. Hey, remember those people The marriage supper of the Lamb?
Duh.
Remember back on verse 7 and 8?
That's us. Hello?
And the armies which followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And by the way, we read that white and clean, fine linen in verse 8. That's another reason you know it's the saints. Hello? What you read in 8, you're reading again in 14. It tells you it's the born-again Christians. Amen? And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword that with it, he, Christ, we're not doing any fighting at all, Eddie. We're just bystanders. He shall smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Can anyone say amen? They sing a song, the King is coming. The King is coming. Bum 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 bum. I wish I could remember all the words. The King is coming. You got the song? That's where they got it from. Are you with me? And so he comes back. We're with him. And the great battle of Armageddon. And then he sets up his millennium kingdom. Next Wednesday, if the Lord will let me, if the Lord will let me next Wednesday, we'll go to Revelation chapter 20. And I'll talk to you about that millennium kingdom. That's what I intended to do today, but I had to get this out of the way, I guess. Aren't you glad the King's coming? See, he's coming in the rapture first, and then we're going down with him in the revelation. Billy, there's two things about the Christians. We're going up in the rapture, and we're coming down in the revelation. The rapture, between there's 7 years. So, I'm glad I'm going up. Jesus said in Revelation 3:10, I'll keep you from that hour. And so I'm not worried about going through. Don't work up. So, man, we're going to go through the trib, preacher. We're not going through the trib. We're going up, up, up. And so, get excited. You're on the winning side. Amen?